Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good afternoon. 9-3, the final score. Happy Independence Day. Royals lose. It was a very, very forgettable afternoon of baseball. Boy, oh boy. Outside of Bobby's bat and Nicky's glove, not really much to talk about on the positive side of things. Am I missing something here? Let me know. Text line, phone number, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. So a few... No, not a few. A couple of positives, right? Bobby's performance at the dish, another multi-hit effort. Nicky Lopez saving multiple runs with his glove at third base. But outside of that, and respectfully, Jonathan Heasley, a nice job there in the eighth inning. 11 pitches, 1-2-3s, touching 98. Yeah, great job. You were down by, what, 7 runs? It looked good, but it better look good, right? Jonathan Heasley coming out, making his return to the big leagues, making his, I don't know, debut as a reliever. Sure, look good. But if you don't look good in that situation, if you don't look good with your team down 9-2 in the eighth inning, boy, you're not going to stick around very long. So, yeah, nice job. Do it again, Jonathan. Royals hitters, 9 strikeouts against Kenta Maeda. Obviously, we're not celebrating that fact. Now, there weren't very many strikeouts that had me cursing. And this season, there have been dozens of strikeouts that have had me angry, at times apoplectic. Not this afternoon. This was just Kenta Maeda doing his thing against a bunch of young, unproven position players that have never faced him before. I don't see a big missed opportunity. Now, that's nothing, again, to celebrate. You wish you had a few more ducks on the pond, as they say, but you get a leadoff walk in the second inning, but it's erased 3 pitches later. As MJ Melendez flies out to center and Kyle Isbell rolls into a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. Bobby hits the 2-run home run in the 4th inning to make Minnesota pay for their error. But outside of that, what a leadoff single from Massey in the 4th. That's a race quickly. Dairon Blanco double play. Nicky Lopez fly ball out. Go down in order in the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, Nick Prado sacrifice fly in the ninth to try and save some face, but it's still an ugly 9-3 Royals loss. The record is now an ugly 36 games below 500. Bottom line, just beat up today. Beat down, beat up, beat every different direction by the Twins. Both the Twins' bats beating up Royals pitching, and Twins pitching silencing Royals hitting. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. The story of the game, though, the story of this 9-3 Royals loss is Zach Greinke. And the culprit in this 9-3 loss is Zach Greinke. Sure, Kyle Isbell's going to wear some of that as he a few missteps on a hard line drive off of the bat of Donovan Solano turns into three runs there in the third. Oh, if Kyle Isbell makes that play, is this game any different? I'm certainly not going to say that. Maybe Zach Greinke's final line is slightly different. But even Zach Greinke's final line, 5 1/3 innings, 6 runs on 7 hits, no walks, 3 strikeouts, even that final line was somewhat predictable. Greinke has stunk away from Kauffman Stadium since returning. Since the Royals signed him last year, this was his 23rd start away from the K. His ERA is now 6.12 away from Kansas City. 0-13 in 23 starts away from Kauffman Stadium. Now, at home, he's sensational. 21 home starts, he's 5-5 with an ERA of 2.66. Yeah, the ERA balloons by nearly 4 runs when he leaves the friendly confines of the K. So it was somewhat predictable, not only because he stinks on the road, but he also stinks against the Minnesota Twins career-wise. Guy hasn't beaten the Twins since 2014 when he's taken the field with Hanley Ramirez and Matt Kemp and Adrian Gonzalez with the Dodgers. So you take into account the fact that he's normally bad on the road, normally bad against Minnesota, a defensive miscue hurts him there in the third inning. He's 39 and is telling us every time he speaks to a microphone, I ain't got it anymore. Now, it was somewhat predictable that Greinke wasn't going to carry you to victory. This is another one, and listen, whenever one of these veteran arms are on the hill, like we're going to see coming up on Thursday with Jordan Lyles pitching in the opener in Cleveland. Whenever it's Greinke, whenever it's Lyles, if Brad Keller gets another look, I don't see that happening. But whenever one of these veteran arms are on the hill, it's, in my opinion, all about the young bats. I'm not looking to Jordan Lyles to lead me to victory. I'm looking to Jordan Lyles to give me a chance to win. Zach Greinke, give me a chance to win. But my eyes and my pleas go to Mikel and Bobby and Prado, to Melendez and Isbell, to Massey, to Drew Waters, to the young bats. You guys need to put up crooked numbers. You two need to make this a laugher. Because the aging vet we have on the hill is not the type of horse that you can saddle up and ride to a W. 913-586-7610. That's the phone number. Now we get into good news just moments ago, as you heard from Matt Quatrero. He calls it a very, very mild issue pertaining to Zach Greinke. Greinke leaves the game after getting Jose Miranda to pop up for the first out in the sixth inning. He was at only 82 pitches, but motions to the dugout, hey, I'm done. Right shoulder discomfort that, again, Q characterized as very, very mild. Greinke's scheduled to start the finale coming up on Sunday, the final start, the final game before the All-Star break. Would it be surprised if he skipped over? Right? If we don't see Zach Greinke until the beginning of the second half of the season, let that 39-year-old shoulder rest. We'll try to get as many innings out of it as we can down the stretch, and then more than likely, you would think, Greinke walks off, waits a few years, and then goes into the Baseball Hall of Fame. I want to ask you this as it pertains to Greinke. What has his return meant to you? And I think I'm really directing this at people around my age, right? Between 35, I mean, I'm almost 40. I'm just a few days older than Zach Greinke. What has his return to Kansas City meant to you? Because I think it's people like you and I that 2009 season means something different, because a lot of 30, 40-year-olds don't have the best memories of 1985, right? That's not necessarily something where you can, I know exactly where I was when Dechinger missed the call. Okay. Now, most of our memories growing up, as it's concerned the Royals, were negative. Laughing at the Royals. Assuming that the Royals were going to get blown out. Assuming that the Royals lost. And then Greinke comes along in 2009 and gave you a reason to go to the ballpark for the first time in at least 6 years. And for the first time since that Tony Peña team in 03. So my question is what has it meant to have him back at Kauffman Stadium for the past two seasons? Are you glad that it happened, and if so, why? Now, statistically, I don't know how much we expected Zach Greinke to do, but I just gave you the numbers. At home, he's been really good. On the road, he's been really bad. Are you glad that it happened? If so, explain to me why. What's it meant to you? What's it meant to the family? You've been able to show the kids what number 23 is all about? Text line is there for you as well. The J Southland Tow Service text line. The number is the same as our phone number. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We're going to start off out in Overland Park. Ken, you're hitting leadoff this afternoon. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for your show. Got a question. You're talking about the young bats. That I think we're all excited for and want to see develop. But my buddies and I, longtime Royals fans, I'm talking 25, 30-year fans. Tell me what you see in Melendez. Break down Melendez for us. Seems like he's striking out about one out of every three times on pace for, 150 strikeouts. Seems like he's pulling off the ball a lot of times, kind of a sucker for that at low and outside pitch. So give me some hope. Give me something to look forward to with Melendez, because he sure looks to me like he needs to go down to Omaha and take a break. Thanks.
Yeah. Listen, I echo everything you just said. You asked me to give you some hope. Well, the hope is, I can give you a few different avenues. You can choose which one to walk down to find hope. There's one that says, well, the Royals have five games remaining before the All-Star break. They're facing a right-hander in all five. Maybe over the next five games, MJ finds it. You can't see me right now, but I'm shrugging my shoulders. Okay, going to keep running them out there. Now, they've dropped him in the lineup somewhat. Today, he hit fifth. Yesterday, he hit fifth. Sunday afternoon, he was hitting sixth. So they've moved him down somewhat. So facing a string of right-handers and then getting a break, getting that mental break of the All-Star game, All-Star break, maybe that helps. Maybe that gives you hope. That's not doing it for me personally. I could offer you the avenue of MJ Melendez at the beginning of last season. When he didn't make the opening day roster, struggled mightily down in Omaha. Didn't necessarily earn a promotion to the big leagues, but it happened as an injury popped up. Royals needed a catcher. Here's MJ Melendez, and he had a very good rookie season. My hope or my offering as far as hope is that he's come out of it before. He's come out of a multi-month slump before. Maybe he can remember how he got out of it last year and get out of it this year. Again, I'm shrugging That's not doing it for me. To me, the hope right now for MJ Melendez is he's an athlete. He's got special power. He may always be a three true outcomes guy, a walk, strikeout, home run guy. And those can play. It's hard for those guys to be a true superstar or even an all-star. Now, it can happen. I believe Joey Gallo's been to an all-star game. It can happen. The thing that gives me the most hope, outside of the fact that he does have talent and that's a pretty good place to start from, the thing that gives me hope is what you signed off by saying, is maybe he needs some time in Omaha. We've seen it before. You know the names. I think it's highlighted by Mike Moustakas, a guy that just needed to get away from it, that just needed to find his confidence, maybe re-find his love for the work. Not the love for baseball, but the love of failing, digging yourself out of that failure, and putting in the kind of time that it takes to have quality at-bats on a consistent basis despite failure left and right. You hope, if and when it happens that he's demoted to Omaha, you hope that that break mentally, the release of some of the pressure that's been on his shoulders, just like they've been on Bobby Witt's shoulders since opening day. Bobby is dealt with it. Bobby's also not learning a new position at the big league level. Right? There was a lot on MJ Melendez's plate early on this season. He's catching, he's learning left and right field, and you know this. You don't learn a new position in the big leagues. That's unfair, to be quite honest. That's unfair to do to a guy, but it's the big league, so what is fair? You do what you got to do. But he's learning a new position. He's also in every single catcher's meeting, and he's hitting leadoff or in the two spot for the first month of the season. There was a lot on his plate, and it was all going poorly. And it's hard to argue that much has turned around. He's had a few nice stretches offensively, but the defense has never looked above average in left field or in right field. So I don't know how MJ, over the course of these first 86 games, I don't know how he hangs on to something to give him confidence. I don't know what he's done for multiple weeks consistently that he can say, well, at least I'm doing this. Sure, I'm striking out a lot. No, I'm not hitting a lot of home runs, but at least I'm doing this to help the team win. I don't know what he can point to right now. And that, knowing him and knowing the care that he has for his teammates, and the self-respect he has, when you can't point to something and say, well, at least I'm doing this to help us win, that's when you begin to spiral. That's when you begin to, have your bottom half fly out of the batter's box. That's why you're getting beat with soft and away so consistently, because you're bailing out a little too aggressive, trying to hit a 5-run home run, trying to double your home run total with one swing of the bat. So the avenue that I would choose to go down to find hope for MJ Melendez would be that the possible trip to Omaha allows him to rediscover. A trip to Omaha allows him to rediscover his love for the work, his love of the failure. You can't love baseball if you don't embrace the failure, because it's everywhere. I see on the text line right now, Vern, my only issue with Matt Cotrero is he continues to put MJ Melendez at or near the top of the lineup. Again, he was hitting fifth today. But to your point, I understand that a lot of people bring it up. Why is he always hitting so high when he's struggling so much? And the answer is what you've heard me say so many times: this is an evaluation season. They want to know everything they need to know about MJ Melendez by the end of this season. You bat him in the 7 or the 8 spot, he's not going to get as many at-bats as he would if he's hitting at the top or in the middle. So he's going to continue to get the looks. because they're already 36 games below 500. We've all kind of accepted, or at least, well, many have accepted, not as many have embraced the idea of an evaluation season, and I don't blame you. But that's my answer. Appreciate you listening. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Royals lose Game 2 to the Twins, 9-3 the final score. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
The 1-2. Wynn crushes it, left center field. Taylor sprints over, stops running, looks up, it's into the bullpen. Two-run shot, Bobby Witt Jr. And the Royals cut the deficit in half. It's a 4-2 ball game in the top of the fourth inning.
Jake Eisenberg on the call. You're thinking, okay, all right, look, if Bobby's going to do what he's been doing lately, you know, Nick Prado's been swinging a good bat. Mikel Garcia's been a stud lately. You know what the bottom of the lineup did back on Sunday. Okay, yeah, maybe we're getting something going here. A two-run blast from Bobby in the fourth halves the deficit 4-2 after four. Zach Greinke would give up back-to-back home runs in the fifth. Donovan Solano, Byron Buxton, back-to-back pitches. That made it 6-2 after five. Minnesota would score three off of Nick Whitgren in the seventh inning. Royals get one in the ninth, and that's how we arrive at our 9-3 final score. Bobby in his last five games hitting .474. 9-for-19, Bobby with that two-run blast in the fourth and a single with a man on in the ninth. He pushed Mikel Garcia to third with an opposite field knock. So the Royals had first and third with nobody out in the ninth inning. They were down by seven. Nick Prado blast one to right field for a sacrifice fly, but Salvi rolls over one, grounding into an inning-ending and game-ending 6-4-3 double play. Royals' record is now 25-61. Let's head inside the clubhouse and hear from Bobby Witt Jr. what he had to say about his 2-for-4 day, but also about Kenta Maeda, the Twins' right-hander that picks up the win after throwing seven innings of one-run baseball. Again, the two-run home run that Bobby hit off of him, a 1-2 fastball up and in the middle. Bobby crushed it, 432 feet. But it's a two-run shot because just a few pitches earlier, Twins third baseman Jose Miranda misplays a Mikel Garcia ground ball, and Garcia reaches as the leadoff hitter in that fourth inning, reaches on an error. So you're thinking, okay, make him pay. Bobby made him pay with that home run, but the Royals weren't able to make him pay again. Maeda would give up only two more hits over the following four innings. Here's Bobby Witt Jr. on his day and Kenta Maeda's day, courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City.
I think he's just throwing a little bit of everything, sliders with different movement and just kind of just pitching. And so, yeah.
What'd you see on your home run there?
It was a fastball. Some time with it, and so I was able to kind of get it out of there. And so, yeah, it was good just to get that going.
Q mentioned that you were making adjustments on the fly at the plate. What are some things that you're looking for when you're at the in your bat and your approach?
Yeah, guys like him, when he's mixing speeds, doing everything, you kind of almost not like sound like a wiffle ball approach. Just kind of like see the ball, hit the ball. Get us dumb it down as much as possible and just really just try to just barrel the ball at that point. And so that's kind of how I just kind of went about it and just not focus less, almost like focus more, but then just hit it.
You find that you're hitting those fastballs.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
That maybe are over the plate a little bit more right now versus maybe in the beginning of the season?
Yeah, I think it's just being on time, just focusing one pitch at a time and not trying to do more than I need to. Just putting the barrel on the ball and letting it happen. Like, two strikes, hit a fastball, and wasn't trying to hit a homer, so just try to just put a good swing on it, put the barrel on the ball, and just let the rest.
13 home runs for Bobby Witt Jr., 13 home runs, 25 stolen bases, and we still have 76 games to play. Royals on pace to finish this season 47-115. Bobby, since the beginning of June, is hitting .307. That's 30 games. He's got an OPS of .784. Dan and KCK writing in on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, wishing everybody a happy 4th. Right back at you, Dan. Right back at you as well, Joey in Grand Valley. Appreciate you guys listening. Royals pitching gives up 9 runs today, 18th time this season. That's once every, five games? Yeah, it's more than 20% of the games this season the Royals are giving up 9. You know, we talk about MJ Melendez and the possible need for a reset at AAA. Again, you need to understand. Look, Bobby has more pressure on him than any of the other unproven position players, no doubt. He's the former number 2 overall pick. He's the big money kid. He's the can't miss prospect. Bobby's aware of that. He felt that pressure. He's felt that pressure for years. Sure seems like I think he's always done a masterful job of managing that type of pressure as a 22, 23-year-old. I couldn't imagine. But MJ Melendez is a second-round pick. Nick Prado's a first-round pick. Those guys got pressure. Maybe not as much as Bobby Witt Jr., but you can't tell them that. They got people in their corner, people that have pulled for them, people in the organization that believe in them. They believe in themselves, but there's still that doubt. The doubt that we all have, that little voice in our head. So if you're already young, right? MJ's 24. Still trying to find your footing in the big leagues. Don't exactly know, don't even know if you belong. Am I going to be in the big leagues in 3 years from now? There's no way MJ Melendez confidently can say yes. He can put on a confident face, but does he mean it in his heart, in his gut, in his brain? I think the answer is no. So if you don't know the answer to that question, if you're still fighting for your dream, and then on top of all of that, you're getting nothing from your pitching staff, you show up to the ballpark knowing, hey, we got to score 7 runs to have a chance more times than not. Our pitching staff's given up at least 9 once a week, twice a week, 4 times, 6 times a month. And you're one of the key cogs. You know, think about it. Look at the rest of these young guys. Drew Waters has played fewer games in the big leagues than MJ. Michael Massey. Dairon Blanco, Michael Garcia, Samad Taylor, all of these guys, Freddie Fermin, they haven't been in the show as long as MJ, so MJ feels that pressure to carry the rest of his buddies. We got to score 7 runs. I don't know if I even belong here. I'm not saying you need to feel bad for him, not at all. But you can understand why someone like MJ Melendez could possibly need that reset down in Omaha. We'll see what he does, though, over the next 5 games. Tomorrow, it's Alec Marsh, speaking of a young guy, another 2019 draft pick with Massey, with Pasquantino, with Bobby Witt Jr. Alec Marsh squaring off with, man, Pablo Lopez. Pack a lunch. 6:40 for the first pitch tomorrow. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. I want to talk a little bit more about Zach Greinke. We'll do that after a quick timeout.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
What the calendar says, today is not Tuesday. Stefan writes in on the Jays Southland Tow Service text line, the number 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Vern, we were so fortunate that Zach Greinke decided his swan song would be with the Royals. Despite the recent numbers and setbacks, the future Hall of Famer has been a joy to watch and one of the great characters in the history of Major League Baseball. Here's hoping he has a few more tricks up his sleeve, signed Stefan. Yeah, if anybody's going to do it, if anybody's going to fool him for another 2 months, it's Zach Greinke, who again scheduled to start on Sunday in Cleveland, but left today's game with... Well, I'll let Matt Quatrero explain what happened with Zach.
It was just very, very mild right shoulder discomfort. So we'll see where we land tomorrow, but nothing overly concerning.
Okay. So Q, who really isn't often outwardly concerned about much, doesn't seem to be overly concerned about Zach Greinke. Now, does that mean you still give him the ball coming up on Sunday? We'll see. Plenty of other options. Speaking of which, I see a text here from the 816. Vern, any updates on Ryan Yarbrough? Yeah, today's actually his day to pitch. Yarbrough's made 2 starts with Omaha as he's on a rehab assignment after taking a line drive off the face. In those 2 rehab starts, he's gone a total of 8 2/3 innings, 2 runs on 6 hits, 12 strikeouts, and only 1 walk. Now, he can remain on this rehab assignment for another, it started on the 24th, and then he can go until the 24th of July. So, I mean, you look at the numbers, doesn't look like he needs all that much more. Today is his day to pitch. Omaha has not named a starter yet. It is still listed as TBD. Look, Yarbrough will be back. You know, knock on wood, barring any setback, he'll be back before the beginning of August. Text line 913-586-7610. Royals lose 9-3. They've lost 8 of 9 this year against Minnesota. Lost 12 of the last 13 at Target Field. Scott in Phoenix writes in, Vern, I'm an old-timer, but I was glad to see Greinke back this year. I saw flashes of the younger Zach last year, fewer this season. And yes, today I was a little upset at Kyle Isbell's misplay in the third, but when Bobby got him within 2 with that home run, man, I felt like we still had a chance. Greinke, of course, Vern, he hangs a couple of pitches and takes himself out of the game in the 6th inning. I thought to myself when he took himself out that this could be the last time we see him, period. Vern, he knows he's near the end, but he's a Hall of Famer. No question. He goes on to write, Vern, this team was definitely flat today. We needed a starter to be able to hold the Twins lineup down, but I don't think Alec Marsh is the one to do that, so we're probably looking at a sweep, signed Scott in Phoenix. Yeah, on paper, Alec Marsh opposite Jorge Lopez. Yeah, on paper, that looks like a bloodbath. But as Denny Matthews always says, expect the unexpected. And even as I say that, we might be tapped out on the unexpected, right? You take the series from the Dodgers. You beat Julio Urias and Tony Gonsolin. Yeah, maybe we've used up all our expect the unexpected. Yeah, no doubt Zach Greinke is a Hall of Famer. Is he done? You know, who knows? Fesco brought this up last week when I was on with them. Or Kling may have brought it up. The idea that All-Star break comes and Zach just says, you know what, it's been real, I'm out of here. You don't put anything. I don't put anything past Zach Greinke, but I know he has enjoyed his time being back in Kansas City. Royals are very accommodating to him and his family. I know him and his kids have made some terrific memories out on the field before games. So, yeah, it's obviously Zach's call. He's writing his own ticket to Cooperstown. And, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's been a pleasure watching Zach, and I hope I get a chance to watch him another 12, 15 times down the stretch. Any more from the text line? Yeah, we got John in Mission writing in. Vern, cool to see Greinke come back to where it all started, and you just hope the young guys have picked his brain and have grown by being around him. Because it's a lost season, no doubt, and you know I'm still here for it. So why not? Let's avoid the sweep tomorrow. Signed, John in Mission. Yeah, John, they have. And to me, you know, to the question of what has his return meant, and am I glad that it happened? Yeah, of course, I'm glad that it happened because, well, look around the rest of that clubhouse. Look around the rest of this rotation right now. Alec Marsh just demoted. Jonathan Heasley's back. Austin Cox just demoted. Jonathan Heasley back. Alec Marsh pitching tomorrow. Daniel Lynch in the rotation. Brady Singer in the rotation. Yeah, having Zach Greinke around, showing these young pitchers that you must always evolve, be brutally honest, prep mentally and physically like no one else, and have a drive like no one else. He's a great example. Hey, Zant, thank you very much for the help back at the studio. Appreciate all y'all listening. Appreciate Zach Greinke grinding through it. Royals lose 9-3. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:30. Happy 4th.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. 7th strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,